Okay, so let's now talk about the overarching GI map interpretation. So we're going to kind of just do an overview of the GI map in this particular lesson, and then we'll go through the more specifics later on. So the general sections of the test are organized into pathogens, normal flora, opportunistic flora. Remember, opportunistic flora are the flora that are typically not normal to find in the intestinal tract, but they're only problematic when they get to a certain level. Digestive secretions are also covered, and then other markers of intestinal health. So here are some of the various sections. So we have our normal flora, we have our pathogens, we have our opportunistic bacteria, and under the opportunistic bacteria, you can see that it's segmented out even further by showing us which opportunistic bacteria are actually potential autoimmune triggers. And then we have our intestinal health that's really broken down to digestion and some of those digestive secretions, some of these GI markers and immune response markers, as well as inflammation. So now, when we are reading this, one of the important things is to pay attention to the quantification. So we want to make sure that we are looking at what normal is and what the quantification is. And for example, like this one here, we see 2.75 exponential to the eighth. And there the lab is saying, like, okay, well, up to 5 exponential to the ninth, they're classifying as normal. When something starts to reach in the results here that is starting to get fairly close to this normal level, we like to pay attention to it. It's not going to be flagged. It's not going to be marked as these reds in the high, these types of things. But if it's close enough to where we're saying it's out of range, it may be causing a problem for that individual. So definitely pay attention not only to what's coming up in red, but also to what you're seeing around the actual quantification of the original values here. All right, so that's it for this particular test or this particular lesson. So now we're going to go through much more information about the individual markers on this test. See you then.